Lesson 18. Journey to the Soviet Union. Writing a letter to a famous person, especially if it elicits a reply, can be very satisfying. Samantha Smith found this to be true in 1983 after she wrote a letter to the head of the Soviet Union. Although she was only in the fifth grade, Samantha was interested in world affairs, and she anguished over the possibility of a nuclear war between the United States and the Soviet Union. Her letter contained an earnest plea for the two superpowers to settle their differences without war. 6 months after mailing the letter, Samantha received a mysterious phone call. A man, speaking with a strong Russian accent, thanked her for her letter and told her she would be receiving a written reply within a few days. Samantha was not sure that the phone call was genuine. She thought that it might be a hoax by one of her father's friends. Although her father denied it, Samantha remained skeptical. Her doubts were ended, however, when an envelope from the Soviet embassy in Washington was delivered to her home in Maine. Inside it was a cordial letter from Yuri Andropov, the Soviet leader, thanking her for taking the trouble to write and expressing a concern similar to her own about the threat of nuclear war. It also included an invitation to Samantha and her parents to visit the Soviet Union. Samantha found herself famous overnight. She appeared on national television and was written about in magazines. Not everyone agreed that her visit to the Soviet Union would be desirable, however, and people nationwide were soon discussing the issue. Those who supported her commended her for what she was doing and praised her as an example to young people everywhere. Those who dissented from this view believed that she should decline the invitation and stay home. They thought that she was being manipulated by the communists, who would use her visit for their own purposes. Samantha ignored the controversy swirling about her, and in July 1983, accompanied by her parents, she went to the Soviet Union. She had never been abroad before, and she found the experience exhilarating. On her return, she wrote a book called Journey to the Soviet Union, in which she recounts everything that happened during her visit. She was also invited to co-star in a television series. Her life at that point must have seemed like a fairy tale, and all because of a letter she had written. With the collapse of communism in the Soviet Union in 1991, the threat of nuclear war was greatly reduced. Unfortunately, Samantha did not live to see it. In 1985, shortly after she had commenced filming the new television series, she and her father died in a plane crash. Yet, in her short life, she accomplished a great deal. She showed that if a young person, even one in elementary school, is willing to make her voice heard, the world will sometimes listen.